All right, what's up, y'all? It's Sebastian here with another episode of Seb Talks. I know I've been gone for a minute. I said the same thing last episode, but I know I've been gone for a minute. But, you know, I'm trying to push these episodes out here where I can. So, this episode is going to be another little impromptu episode. I have a couple written out episodes in the works, so be prepared for those. But the episode that I'm going to push out today is working on problems while you're in a relationship. This is going to be a relationship talks episode. So if that's something you'd be interested in, go ahead and keep listening. But if it's not, you can just wait on the next episode. I got a couple other themed episodes coming up later on this week. But as always, before we even begin this discussion, I ask you to leave all biases, all insecurities, all personal opinions at the door, because we try to look at things from both sides here. And y'all know I like to talk to anybody who's willing to listen. Now, the problem we're going to discuss today is working on problems while you're in a relationship. A lot of people's relationships have ended simply because one person felt the need to leave the relationship in order to work on themselves. While that may be true in some cases, it's also true that you can do it while you're in a relationship, given that your partner is willing to listen and willing to be patient with you. Around my age, we're 20, 21, 22, 23. The 18 through 25 time slot where, you know, we're still in college. Some of us are going into college late. Some of us are finishing up college early. Some of us are getting the early start. Some of us getting a late start. We're all going at our own paces in young adulthood. We're still learning the ropes. We don't know what we're doing. So we're still doing what we got to do to get where we got to get. So around my age, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, if you're in a relationship, you can't expect the other person to be fully grown while you're in that relationship. You're 19, 20, 21. You still don't know who you are yet, and you won't know who you are. The person you are today is not going to be the same person that you will live as in 20 years. That's something that a lot of people don't like to understand. You're not fully done mentally growing at all around my age. You're not. You still have a lot of growing to do. You still have a lot of life to experience. That's just something that we have to deal with as a people. So when you get into a relationship, a lot of people like to say they're in a relationship in order to marry. When you get into a relationship, you should get into that relationship with the thought process that, okay, I myself understand that I'm not fully mature yet. I myself understand that this other person is not fully mature yet. Yet I'm willing to sit here and live with them, to be with them through their maturity process. That's something that you essentially sign up for when you get into a relationship this early. People will change. There is nothing you can do about that. Nothing at all. No one today is going to be the same person in a couple years. I'm just keeping it factual with you. That's just something you're going to have to deal with. So given that no one's going to stay the same, you have to accept the fact that you and your partner are going to go through personality changes as the relationship goes on. And you have to learn that, you know, if that person is still the person you want to be with, you need to learn to accept that. Just because you encounter problems in the relationship doesn't mean you need to break up in order to solve them. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to break up, but it's not at all necessary. If you find a personal problem with yourself, you don't need to leave the other person in order to work on it. A good, stable relationship understands that both people are not done growing. A good, stable relationship understands that both people have a lot of maturing to do, around my age bracket at least. And a stable relationship is willing to work on both, all three of those things without having to break up. If you express to your partner, you know, hey, you're a different person than I started off being with. I still want this to work out. So I'm wondering, you know, what we can do in order to make this work out. And you get a positive reception to that. You don't even have to leave. Now, if y'all begin working on it and you see that there's nothing you can do to actually, you know, remedy the situation, then maybe it's time to leave. But a stable relationship is going to work on that first. I feel like a lot of people use, you know, I need to improve on myself by myself as a crutch to get out of that relationship. I really feel like that's one of the things that people do. And I feel like that's something that people need to stop saying. That's another problem I had with today's generation. They don't ever really let you know why they're leaving, when they leave. They give you some shit excuse. They give you, you know, oh, it's not you, it's me. When it's actually all you. They just don't want to tell you it's you. They want to let you down easy. There's one thing we need to start doing more in relationships is being 100% upfront with each other. Like, I've been told things in relationships that I feel like not even my own mama would tell me. But, you know, it did better for me because now I know how I look to the other person. Your significant other, besides your family members, besides maybe your best friend, sees sides of you that no one else will see. There are things about you that they will notice that other people won't notice. So your significant other, your close family, and your best friends are going to notice negative aspects of you that other people either notice and don't say anything about, or they don't notice at all. And when they notice those things, it should be brought up in the relationship. It should be brought up, hey, I see this problem with you. Of course, it should be followed by some positive affirmation because you never want your partner to feel like, you know, all you see is negative things. So when you bring it up, bring up some positive affirmation. Be like, but I still like this about you. I like this about you. Do something like that to make them feel good. But don't be afraid to bring up the negative aspects because even those need to be fixed. We're veering a little bit off topic here. I told y'all this was impromptu, but going back to the main topic of not leaving when, you know, not leaving when you feel like you need to improve upon yourself, that brings up another topic I wanted to hit today. Excuse me, I got an allergy. Anyway, that brings up another topic I wanted to hit today. Leaving in general. When is it time to leave? For me, people have always came to me with relationship advice because of all the psychology classes I've taken. I'm not really that well versed personally in relationships. I haven't been in but three, but those three were very long term. So I feel like I have enough experience. I have enough experience with people. I'm very social. So people ask me for, you know, advice because I just give good advice and they feel like, you know, they can count on me with information to give them the proper advice. The thing I will always tell somebody, if they come to me with a scenario and they ask me, is it time to leave? I will always ask them, is there light at the end of the tunnel? If they say no, it's just time to go. If they say yes, then the new question is, how hard will it be to reach that light? If they say anything to the extent of unreasonably difficult, I will tell them to move along. Anything below that, it can be worked for. Relationships are not easy. Being with the same person for a long period of time is not easy. People will get bored. You will start having pointless arguments. You will start learning things about the other that you would not have seen it for at first. It's just difficult. That's something that you accept when you first enter the relationship. You're going to enter this difficult stage. You just are. It's just how it is. It's how both of you handle that stage that determines if you two are meant to be for each other or not. It's how you handle it. Now, there are some things that I personally feel like, you know, can't even be reasoned with. Like, if the other person is, you know, cheating on you, treating you like absolute garbage, like constantly making you cry, there's no reason for you to stay miserable in that situation. If someone else is comfortable making you cry all the time, knowing that they're having a negative impact on your life and they are not trying consciously to improve upon it, then why are you still with them? They obviously do not respect your emotions or your time. You have no reason to be with somebody like that. That is called a toxic person. They look like they're good for you, but they're actually not. Just because somebody is still there for you after a long period of time does not mean that they should still be there for you after a long period of time. Somebody being present, if that's enough for you to stay with somebody, somebody still being there, then honestly, you need to improve your standards. You absolutely need to improve your standards. Anybody on this street can be there for you for a long period of time. Will they have good intentions? I don't know. But anybody can do that. You need to improve your standards. My standards are, if they're there for a long period of time, then the ratio of happiness to sadness is greatly higher. Like maybe 80-20, happy, sad. If that ratio looks anything below like 60-40, then the relationship isn't for you. If you look at your relationship and you're sad 60% of the time, no, if you're happy 60% of the time, you're sad 40%, that's damn near 50-50. Isn't a relationship supposed to be to make you happy? So why are you settling for a 60-40 split when you could leave and find somebody who's willing to give you an 80-20 split? There's always going to be somebody out there. There always will be. Until you find that one person for you. There always will be. All I ask is anyone in that type of situation is that you respect yourself enough to understand when someone is not good for you. Understand when you have to leave. I've never really condoned leaving in a relationship, especially long-term ones, because I always feel like there's a way to fix something. But if there's no way for you to fix it, if you've been unreasonably sad for months at a time, then there's probably not anything you can do to remedy that situation. I'm just keeping it factual with you. There's probably nothing you can do. Because no one deserves to be sad for months of their life at a time over a relationship. No one deserves that. That's a hurt that nobody deserves, especially a relationship that you're still in. You have the power to do something about that. Now, rearing back around to the main subject, I know all of that pretty much contradicted what I mainly said, but that's only in severe cases where the other person is making you sad for 4 or 5 months at a time, where you actually feel like that, you know, there's nothing else you can do. Now, when you encounter problems in a relationship, I feel like until both of you have exhausted all the resources necessary in order to solve that problem, breaking up should not even be an option. With the obvious exceptions for certain things like cheating, abuse, anything like that. Those are obvious exceptions. But other smaller problems, you should always try your best to fix the problems first. And then if you can't do that, then maybe explore those options. I just feel like this generation is a little bit too quick to give up on each other. Rather than, you know, actually work through the problem. Because, you know, working through the problem actually takes effort. Everybody wants the easy way out. Everybody wants it easy. But guess what? We can't have it easy. The most beautiful things in life are difficult. If it was easy, what would be the point in life? What would be the point? But yeah, that's basically everything I had to say on that subject. I was asked this by one of my own followers, so shout out to them. I'll probably hit toxic relationships next week, how to tell the difference between a toxic one and just a rough patch. I'll hit that one next week because that's another request I've gotten that I need to speak on because I have personal experience in that department. But that's about it for today. I hope y'all have a good day. I'll probably be back with another episode tomorrow. All right, thank y'all.